Welcome back, Lobos, to Honest Tea with Shaq HP.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello. Hello.
There's a break in sight, folks. Spring break is right around the corner.
Yay.
Well, except for Leah.
That's how I feel like everyone feels about the spring break this year. Yay. Like, yay, we have one, but yay, we can't do anything.
No, tell me about it. And so my professors are giving me homework.
That should be illegal.
No, that should be illegal. Usually I'm so like, have you seen those tweets where it's like the sexual tension between me and stubbing my toe on that corner? But
it's like the tension between me running away and dropping out of school and going and living in the forest. I was like, get it.
Yeah, and homesteading. No, that is my backup plan. If I don't make it, I'm going to homestead. Like, find me in the great woods.
Oh, Lord. All right. Well, I guess it is kind of a bummer. I mean, we can't really travel anywhere. You can go to the woods, though, Chris. Get a taste for the life that you may live.
Don't tempt me. I won't come back.
I'll send Leah out there. She'll go find you.
I'll track you down. And then I might just stay with you.
Oh, God. All right, guys. Anyone listening out there, after spring break, there may be two openings with Shaq Health Promotion because my dad's going to run away to the forest. Okay, but on a real note, what are some things that students can do instead, you know, instead of traveling to Lake Tahoe or, oh my God, I can't think, Padre Island. South Padre, that's what it's called. What are some other things that students can do?
You can stay home and have a Zoom maybe with some friends that you haven't seen because they went to a different college or you haven't seen in a while. I just Zoomed some of my friends who live in Denver. And it was just nice talking to them and like catching up for like 45 minutes.
Yeah, that's actually good.
Make a good meal at home that you would probably buy at a restaurant or go get takeout from a restaurant you've never tried. That sounds fun.
I think that is really fun. I mean,
so you're saying is don't travel to Texas.
Say that again, Chris.
So what you're saying is don't travel to Texas.
Don't travel to Texas. Have you seen that meme, Chris? Wait.
Yeah. Hey, Leah, what am I?
Stupid?
No, I'm Texas.
What's the difference?
All right, guys, if you don't know what that's from, Texas has opened up 100% in the midst of a pandemic, right?
And the meme is from SpongeBob. That was like a SpongeBob episode. Exactly. No, without our accents. But that SpongeBob episode was like super old. And so everyone's making a meme out of it now.
But it's kind funny. If we apologize you and you're from Texas, please don't take that. We were just joking we did not mean to offend you. We're just joking around. You know, we have to be safe during spring break though. And so I would prefer that you think twice about going to Texas before your spring break plans, you know. I know Chris used to like to go to El Paso for weekend getaways before COVID.
I love El Paso.
Not anymore.
Everything's so cheap there. It's dirt cheap.
So let's stay in New Mexico. What are some finds in New Mexico?
Jemez.
True. I recently went to the hot springs and it was beautiful.
In Jemez?
Pretty warm in Jemez, so go there.
There's a lot of hot springs. There's even Ojo Caliente that you can do for like...
Closed.
Ojo Caliente in Ojo Caliente is closed, but
there's just around
is open.
Yeah,
they had a fire in Ojo.
Yeah.
But their sister is open in Santa Fe, and it's more expensive.
Sunrise.
During the week, though, Chris was saying it's pretty affordable, though, right, Chris?
Yeah, some of my friends and I were planning like a little like getaway girlcation type thing. I don't know. It's not cheap, but it's definitely a big deal. When it comes to like hot springs, like we wanted to do Pagosa, but Pagosa to stay there is like $399 for one night or something like that. And Sunrise, actually, there's a lot of deals. Like they have a lot of deals going on right now. Well, and it's because it's kind of like, one of those like hidden little treasures. Like I didn't know about that until last year.
If you don't go to Sunrise, I mean, there is, like Leah said, there's free hot springs in Hemis that you can hike to, so you can get some exercise and hot springs. There's also hot springs in Montezuma, New Mexico, which is like 3 minutes outside of Las Vegas, New Mexico, and you can see the castle from the hot springs, and everything in Las Vegas is pretty affordable as well.
There's also those hot springs, I think it's what, Mora, and there's also that llama farm. Or an alpaca farm?
There's Salmon Ranch where they have the raspberries. You go down a little bit more, and then there's the alpaca and llama farm. That's true. And then
there's some hot springs up there, too.
Yeah, there's right up the street from that, too, is a place that you've both gone recently to go snowboarding.
See, Papu?
Yes.
I was, like, trying to think. I was like, wait, which place?
Yeah, See, Papu. So... there's also Panderay's Golf Course, which is out there. I don't know if they're open, but there's a lot of areas in that one location that you can go and just explore. I mean, I'm more familiar with the north, but the south, we have like what, Carlsbad Caverns. You have White Sands. You can go see the biggest pistachio in the world. I think it's in Alamogordo.
Go have a photo shoot with your friends out in White Sands. There's so many people that do that, and they just come out stunning.
I'll have to show you my photos when I went to White Sands. They did not come out good, but it was our fault. Everyone else looks so beautiful out there and so elegant. But we camped, and the campsite is like a mile away, and you have to trek through the sand with all your stuff. You can't drive to it. And we went at the hottest part of the day last year, and one of our cars broke down. It was a nightmare of a trip. Yeah.
Leah, but, I like how you give us all lessons learned.
How all of my friends travel, very chaotically. But if you want to do something in Albuquerque and don't want to travel out, if you have a bike, you can bike down the Rio Grande and go to Bike and Coffee. And it's a coffee shop that has its own little road off of the Rio Grande to its coffee shop. And the coffee shop is on a farm. And they have live music playing. And I think they're only open Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm not quite sure. But you can look it up. I probably am wrong. But I went there a couple weeks ago, and it was beautiful. And they have dogs running around on their farm. And you can get coffee and breakfast. And it's awesome. And then bike back.
That's a good point. I mean, the Bosque is filled with so many different little locations right off the Bosque that you wouldn't even know. I mean, from Alameda, where they have that big park area where you can like picnic, to like the preservation area where you can go like bird watching. There are so many cranes out right now. Have you guys seen those huge birds?
They're massive.
Yeah, there's so many out in there that you can go look at. And all the way down to like, I mean, even the further end by Tingley Beach. There's so much along the Bosque. Have you guys ever gone up the Trem?
Yeah,
I haven't. Out of my 19, almost 20 years in New Mexico, I feel like I haven't done many things down here. Well, it's because I'm from northern New Mexico, too. And it was honestly very seldom that I'd make my way down here to Albuquerque crazy.
Well, Chris, you now live here. And so that's something you can do for spring break. And it's beautiful.
Yeah, I might do that. Or I don't know. So my friends and I, we've been dying to go rafting. And I know rafting season starts like mid-March. So we'll see what the water's like.
We have got no water. We're in a desert.
We're in a desert.
Okay, SpongeBob.
I went floating down the Rio Grande last summer. And we we miscalculated how fast the current was going. And we went from... I don't know my streets that well, but I think we started at like Alameda and we were supposed to make it all the way down to UNM or like by, you know, like downtown. We made it to like Montaño in like 4.5 hours. So we were all like sunburnt and tired and didn't have, So calculate the current or like see how long it's going to take you. But we had so much fun. We lost a phone on that trip, but again, very chaotic outing.
I think like 2-3 years ago, we went rafting up north and on the Rio Chama. And it was so fun. We even hit a little bit of whitewater. It was kind of scary because it was my first time going, but it was so fun.
You know what you could also do, Chris? You can go to Las Lunas and jump out of a plane.
My friends just did that, and I was going to go, but I chickened out. Thankfully, they didn't have any spots left. When I, like, got that last, like, urge, I was like, I should do it. But they didn't have any spots left. But I'm thinking they want to go either in Las Lunas or Belen again, because we just went in El Paso. Well, they went in El Paso. And it sounded, yeah. It looked so fun.
There's just so much to do. I feel like a lot of people will say there's not much to do in New Mexico, but you can find so many things to do during spring break here. Even like I said, take the tram up, and then there's a hike that goes from the tram to like the Kiwana cabin where they've built this big like structure where you can just like chill and look at the city, and then you can hike back. And I think it's a pretty short hike. It's like a mile round trip, maybe a little longer.
You're right.
Yeah,
we do have a ton of stuff in New Mexico, and we don't want to recommend or encourage leaving the state. But if you are thinking about leaving the state, make sure you do your research on travel restrictions. Don't get stranded anywhere for 2 weeks and then you're can't come back to school. Beware of any layovers, and, you know, keep your cell phone fully charged wherever you go, if it's a day hike or, you know, your little day trip in New Mexico. And make sure you have wash your hands often, like normal. Use hand sanitizer with 60% alcohol and avoid touching your face. Disinfect like very high touch surfaces like your phone. Cover cough and sneezes. Stay home if you're sick. Don't go out. Have FOMO for once. Fear of missing out. Stay home if you're sick. And don't share any beverages or food.
Yeah, and don't forget to look at the New Mexico Department of Health, because that's always changing. And whether you have to quarantine when you're going somewhere, whether you have to quarantine when you're coming back, that is very crucial, especially if you do have like classes on campus where you may have like a lab or something like that. You also want to share your itinerary, like what you're doing, regardless of where you're going. Even if you're going hiking or down the river. Leah let me know that she was going down the river, and she'd call me when she got to UNM. And I never got the call. I got the call when she was at Montaño, you know. Share your itinerary with others. Trust your instincts as well. You know, while you're out and about, you know, our weather in New Mexico is crazy. So if you choose to go hiking, we have the Three Sister Volcanoes up in the West Mesa. You have your petroglyphs, you have your foothills and your mountains. No matter where you're at, just always trust your instincts. If you don't feel safe anywhere, you know, be just mindful and continue just to play it safe like you normally do.
Yeah, and if you're going camping or something, oh, sorry, Chris, overnight, make sure you pack your medication. Even if you're going in New Mexico, it might be tempting to leave stuff home, but if something happens, make sure you have your medication with you. And if you need a refill on your medication, you can always call the Shack Pharmacy this week to pick up before spring break starts.
Good point.
Sorry, Chris, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, wear sunscreen. It's crazy how much it might be cold out there. It might feel a little colder than the weather we're used to out here, but the sun's still out. There's still UV rays. You gotta protect your skin unless you wanna be a sun bleached.
Right.
Well, I just keep bringing up SpongeBob. I don't know what's wrong with me.
It's true though, Chris. Like we're so close to the sun here because of our elevation. I don't think we really take the time to protect our skin like we should, and even staying hydrated. You know. Maybe have a bottle of water a day, multiply that by 8. I don't know.
Totally. Or try out some Topgolf. If you haven't been to Topgolf, make a reservation this week for next week. Because you have to reserve like a week in advance. They're
accepting walk-ins.
Oh, yeah, they are accepting walk-ins now. And then indoor dining's open a little bit. So if you haven't made your way down to like the new 505 Food Hall downtown or Sawmill in Old Town, I recommend going to one of those and, you know, trying out some really good food. They have thick pizza, T-H-I-C-C, thick pizza, at the 505 downtown food hall. And if you like burnt cheese, they cook it in these metal pans and the cheese like melts down the sides and it gets super crispy on the outside. And it's like deep dish pizza. It's the sister restaurant of the pizza place in Sawmill. And they do different pizza there. But at the downtown location, they have these super thick pizzas. And they are phenomenal if you've never tried them. I highly, highly recommend thick pizza. So if you haven't tried thick pizza, wow, go and try it. They're a little pricey, I'm not going to lie, but it's worth it.
That takes me back. You know, what we're trying to say is there's a lot to do during spring break right here in Albuquerque, in New Mexico. We believe you guys can do it. Try not to travel outside of New Mexico, even if it's just trying that thick pizza or maybe a Mediterranean place like Euro's that's close to campus. Spend $5, $10 if you have it. If you don't have it, go for a hike. There's free things too. But just be safe during this spring break. Have fun though. And don't be Texas.
Don't be Texas. At least we're in New Mexico.
Yeah. Wear your masks too. There we go.
And wash your masks. Wash them, please.
Daily reminder. Alrighty, guys. On that note, we better get going. But once again, thank you for listening to Honesty with Shaq HP.
Bye, y'all.
Talk to y'all later.